With the Grand Inga and the other Inga dams which are now being proposed, we have several concerns. The first concern is this is the largest energy development project which is currently on the in the planning stages in Africa. It deserves huge amounts of public scrutiny. At this point, the African civil society groups who have been attempting to follow this project have been blocked from attending the meeting, and the affected communities have also not been allowed to bring a representative. So the idea that this project is starting to be planned and the most vulnerable stakeholders are not being brought to the table adequately and able to be informed and participate in the decision-making process is very alarming.
Aside from consultation, do you have any very strong points against this power project going ahead? Because Africa does need this power.
There is a major energy crunch happening now in Africa. That's absolutely true. But the grid system in Africa is only one part of the energy crisis that's happening in Africa. The energy crisis, which has been a chronic issue for the over 500 million Africans who don't have access to electricity, is the untold energy crisis in Africa. This project not only does the Grand Inga scheme address only the grid-based needs for Africa, but it's also going to be fraught with the potential for corruption of poor revenue management, as well as concerns that the displacement of local peoples from Inga 1 and Inga 2 has never been properly dealt with. They have never received their compensation.
Let's deal with a few issues. Displacement of people. Maybe the population is not that high, so maybe it can be tackled.
The population, it's true. I don't know the number of the displaced people which were originally displaced for Inga 1 and 2 or what the numbers are now. There is a number of about 8,000 people who live in what was the temporary workers' camp for Inga when Inga 1 and 2 were originally built. But there are also 13 villages in the area. It's not clear to us yet if all of these villages and the workers' camp are going to need to be moved, or if only some of them. But nonetheless, there were six clans who were displaced to make way for Inga 1 and Inga 2. They were promised compensation. Even in 1970, the state utility wrote to them and promised that they would pay, they would add it to the next year's budget. That's never happened.
8,000 or so people sounds minuscule to all these five countries in Africa or most of the continent that might benefit from such a project.
These issues of the social impacts in the local area of displacement are not huge. We've absolutely seen much larger numbers in other dam projects. But what concerns us then is if the numbers are so small and the problems of the social impacts are that much easier to manage, then why is it not happening?